I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chris,
yes.
How much Christmas shopping have you done?
We bought my parents tickets for a concert. I can say this openly because they don't listen to the podcast. For someone
good.
Who
I wish my mum does sometimes, and I'm like, well, I don't. I'm
how
not
am I supposed to talk
myself?
About you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, someone was playing down in Christchurch soon, so I'm like, old rocker, and we bought tickets for it.
Yeah.
But I don't have them printed yet, and I can't find them. So maybe I just spent money on a scam.
No. Was it from Viva Gago or one of those ones?
No, it was from like Ticketmaster or something.
But there's like Viva Gogo Ticketmaster or something. Like,
oh,
they've disguised
no.
it as the real website.
Please don't say I spent money on a scam for Christmas.
Are you going to go to the Old Rocker with them?
No, just tickets for those two.
I'm taking my dad as his combined birthday and Christmas present to Marlon Williams at the Villa Maria Winery.
That's such a good gift.
I know.
Classic. But apart from that, we do a great thing in our family where you buy one present for one member of the family. That's that means that you represent all the siblings for that
yes.
one present. So
we did that last year, but this year my sister from London is here. She loves presents, so we're doing the whole nine yards. A whole
big haul, baby.
But I'm recycling a lot of things. Any toy that I've ended up with, you know, through like another gift throughout the year, I am recycling and turning into a present for my niece and nephew.
I would say you're too old to be getting toys for Christmas.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But isn't it funny that people still buy you toys, though? What does that say?
I think I look like a boy.
They're like, Eli still hasn't grown up yet.
Eli's a big old geek, so I'm going to give him this dancing skeleton.
Did you get me any birthday presents?
No. I think I got 3 on the day.
No one I don't really get birthday presents anymore. Like, yeah. I got like 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't mind.
Neither.
I was like, sick.
Cool. Should we ban presents altogether?
I mean, look, from the environment's point of view, from the planet's point of view,
please.
We don't need this much crap. Especially like gifts, you know, like shops that just sell
gifts. It should just be like, you need to elevate your friendship on a physical level with someone. So if you only give a handshake for a birthday, give a hug.
Give a hug. If you only usually give a hug, you gotta fuck him.
You give him a kiss.
Oh.
Kiss, pash.
Oh, I'd go kiss.
Pash,
after
hand job. Hand job. Oral. Oral. Oral.
Was that ASMR?
Oral. Penetrative.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's all in the mind, baby.
Where's rim jobs?
That's after the mind. Okay. It's the Holy Grail.
That's beyond the
it's
mind.
It's the Holy Grail.
It's spiritual.
Yeah.
Let's roll the theme song, Papa.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male
And welcome to this episode of The Male Gaze.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, fuckers.
Merry Christmas, boys. And Merry Christmas, girls.
This is our Christmas,
and Merry Christmas
episode.
Non-binary individuals.
Ooh, I love that. Welcome to the Christmas episode of The Male Gaze. Why is it Christmas? Because it's that time of year.
It's that time of year, baby. What else are we going to talk about?
And if you're not listening to this episode on Christmas Day, pause it, wrap this podcast back up and put it under the tree.
Unless you're listening to it like mid-July, because you want that middle, you know, like when you watch Love Actually in the middle of the year, just to give yourself a Christmassy vibe.
In fact, if we wanted to be more open, we should be saying Happy Holidays and welcome to this holiday
yes.
episode of The Male Gaze.
And if you're a person who identifies as someone who does not like to celebrate anything, then welcome
just
to another day.
Just another fucking boring day in the life of podcasts. But it's going to be really heavily Christmas-themed.
It's really Christmassy. We're under the mistletoe. There's mistletoe in the studio, and we're going to kiss.
Kiss twice already.
Yeah. And there's nothing.
It's fine.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing, I think, the lack of sexual chemistry between us? I think
like, it's huge.
It's a core part of the podcast.
It's massive. There's not even a drop in the ocean. But it's like kind of a teaser for season three.
Yeah.
Not that we do seasons. It's just like an ongoing kind of headache, this thing.
If we did get together, though, it would be like when Pascal and Outrageous Fortune got with Judd.
Or
Joey with Rachel.
Joey with Rachel.
But I support Joey and Rachel. I'm a Joey and Rachel truther.
Wow.
Joey treats her so much nicer than Ross ever did.
Ross is an asshole. Who are you on Friends? 1, 2, 3, Monica.
Ross.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's his siblings.
I know. Zero
sexual chemistry.
Zero sexual chemistry, that's why it's right. So fun. I think every time you talk about which Friends characters are going to end up with which, always someone will forget that Monica and Ross. I'm like, would Monica and Ross go together?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, they're siblings.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Here's the thing about Joey and Rachel. He fell in love with her while she was pregnant. And I think that is real love.
Really?
I don't know.
It's kind of creepy.
Do you think so?
Ooh, a little bit.
Remember when there was that porn filmed in New Zealand and it involved a birth video as part of the porn?
Oh, no. But I'm curious about New Zealand's porn industry. I want to know what it is and if it exists.
And where you can find it. I remember there was a porn filmed in a Rotorua hotel, and they know because of the rubbish that was left there or something. But I'm like, where can I find that porn?
Where can I find that rubbish?
Yeah. Rough bin. What's it called? Bin raiding? What's it called where you go into the bins for like bread?
Dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving, but just
bin
for
raids.
Bin raids.
The bin raids of 2018. I'm a bin raider.
Oh, like cum dumpster diving.
Oh.
Thought it and I had to say it.
The fact that you preface it with more like makes you more like Chandler than Ross.
Yeah. Maybe I am more of a Chandler. I was definitely Ross younger, and maybe more and more as life goes on, I protect my true self with gags, and maybe that's just more Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say you're more of a Chandler.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. When I was in high school, everyone told me I was a Ross.
Fuck them.
Everyone. I was freaking devastated.
Do you know what? Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck your childhood and fuck your friends.
Fuck everyone from my school who's listening to this.
Yeah. Burn in the afterlife.
Oh. I've got a fact of the gay.
Woohoo! Is it Christmas themed?
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn.
And I look, here's what happened. I googled something. I saw the start of the result. I was like, this is going to be great. And then I looked at it and I was like, it's not. What I googled was, are elves gay? Are elves gay?
Oh, they definitely have a gay vibe.
So gay.
Not just Christmas elves, but also like, you know, Lord of the Rings elves.
Yeah.
They're kind of pansexual. Keep on going. What's the fact?
Well, the fact is about Tolkien's elves. Like,
okay, great.
Like the J.R.R. Tolkien.
Glad that I brought that up then.
To disappoint everyone, there's no clear indications of homosexuality. Although there is an elf pair called Fingon and Maedros who send each other presents for no reason, like for no other reason, like just because. Which?
What kind of prezzies?
I don't know. It doesn't list them. Oh, no.
Is this in the books?
I think it lists them, but it's in Elvish, so I can't read it. I don't know what website I'm on.
What fucking nerd website are you on?
It's called answering.com. This back to the case of disaster.
Are elves gay? Maybe there's one that's gay, but we don't know. It's all in Elvish. We are critical listening. Do you know what? I was kind of turned on by the idea of gay elves, and I'm into it. Like the small Christmas ones. They creep me out.
The tall, beautiful one. Well, Legolas. And also Lee Pace is one of the elves in the Hobbit movies.
Damn,
boy. I like that they've all got thick eyebrows and blonde hair.
Yeah, I'm into that. They're all very soft, all very femme, which I quite appreciate. Like, I wonder if elves are like, fucking stop femme shaming me, bro. Yes. Like, in terms of all that. It's funny as well that, like, what an elf looks like changes between, like, Tolkien, which are, like, kind of...
beautiful, sleek.
Sleek.
It's almost Catholic, like, the robes they wear and
with
stuff.
With pointy ears.
Regal.
And then you go to, like, tiny kids in green suits in terms of, like, Santa's elves.
I just think me with elf ears on.
You would make a great Christmas elf. Good Tolkien elf.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, that's the difference between us.
That feels damning to me.
Hey, what's more popular? You know, what comes around more?
what's a higher paid job, being an elf in Lord of the Rings or being a Christmas elf at Silo Park? A real job I did. I have something to ask you, because I know we've talked about this.
Are you gay?
Are you actually gay? Every Christmas we talk about the fact that you were a Santa at one point, but I don't feel like I've ever heard your Santa voice.
So I don't like doing it.
Wow.
It embarrasses me
so
much. Also, I can't really remember, but he definitely was British.
Oh, wow.
I think it was... this is actually mortifying, but like, I guess it's because it was something... it's so deeply earnest. It's like singing to the best of your ability.
Yes.
It's like, how whimsical can you be in front of a kid? But basically, it was like... oh my god, I can't do
we
it.
We have to do it, please. No one is here but me, and I'm a
That's
warm,
why it's
I'm
weird.
Supportive.
That's why it's weird. Okay, it was sort of like... I can't do it! Sort of like, okay.
Santa.
Hello there. Oh, I can't! I stopped! I stopped!
No, honestly, that like 0.5 of a second that you did was good.
It's like British
and
deep.
Hello there.
Hello there. Well, it's like, oh, I never had a good Christmas. It's that kind of thing.
Deep. I can access my lower register. The chest resonance.
Yeah, it's like... And have you been good for Christmas? Oh, wonderful. It's that kind of stuff.
That was really good, Chris.
Was that nice?
And you should be proud of
it. No, I'm so ashamed.
No, I really loved it.
No, I can't.
Honestly.
Believe you made me do that.
That was the first time this December that it's really felt like Christmas for me.
I honestly have never felt more vulnerable in my life. I'm mortified. And all I want to do is take back doing that.
Chris, it was so good. And I wouldn't lie to you.
Anyway.
If you had I would have a terrible Santa voice. I'd do Kiwi Santa.
Well, that's what I should have done. Okay, so let's talk about this whole goss. What?
What goss?
The whole Santa shit.
Oh, the Nelson Santa
Nelson
parade?
Nelson having a Māori Santa Claus.
FFS is what I say to every stuff commenter.
Yeah, totally. And recently I just read a story about like, and then there was also the Auckland Santa who was like, Santa can't be a woman. And it's like, if you can fucking explain to your kids that this figure goes around the entire world in one night on a sleigh with reindeer and puts gifts down your chimney that you don't have because it's gas and has glass over it.
Because you don't have a chimney.
Because you don't have a fucking chimney.
There's nothing on your roof. Your roof is a solar panel.
He somehow gets through into your house under the door, knows exactly what you fucking want.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that he's Māori.
Yes.
You can say that he's a woman. He can be queer.
You can say anything. Oh, I love that.
There's a book. I bought it last year from the... I hope it's still at my family home.
I think another one.
From the women's bookshop called Santa's Husband.
And he's black.
Black,
yeah.
So, so good.
Wow.
And it's just being like, some people might tell you that Santa doesn't have a husband, but who's to say what Santa looks like at all?
Well, here's the fucking tea.
Yep.
The whole image of Santa was decided by... get this, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Before Coca-Cola invented the red robe with the white fluffiness, Santa looked like however anyone wanted him to. Imagine I don't think he even had a beard before.
Santa's probably a cat.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say Santa ain't a little pussy?
Santa's a cat.
With paws, whiskers, and a tail.
He's definitely not a straight man. Can you imagine any straight man taking care of presents that well?
No.
Whilst taking them down a chimney.
Let alone remembering what day Christmas is on. Am I right? I would love for Santa to be, like, queer. I would think it'd be the perfect outcome.
I'd like a sleek, non-binary Santa in a tight leather catsuit.
No.
With goggles.
I would love Santa to be slightly introverted.
Oh, wow, shy.
Shy? Shy Santa?
If they get caught placing the presents under the tree, they're like, they freeze and then they run like a deer.
Actually, fuck this. From now on, I'm using gender neutral pronouns for Santa, because who's to fucking say?
And what did they bring you this year?
Exactly. Let the kids decide.
Yes.
And let that be telling on where society is at the moment.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
As a teacher, I'd be like, Santa, they're very busy. And then kids be like, does he? And I'd be like, who's to say it's a he? Yeah, that's what I'd do as a teacher. And I'd point to that kid and shame them, make them walk out of the class.
Beautiful. Well, I think
that's why I don't teach.
You would get complaints.
Yeah.
Have you heard this conversation that's going on, or engaged in the conversation recently, which is that about how Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that plot line, that song, could actually be a metaphor for homosexuality or just other ways of feeling different?
Because his nose is what singles him out?
Yeah, because and the thing that makes him different ultimately makes him
he'll go down in history,
achieve
like the
greatness.
He.
Yeah. I love the New Zealand version. The New Zealand
twist, yes.
Like Monopoly.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Man had a very shiny nose. Like a light bulb.
Yeah,
and
that's
if
it.
You ever
saw it. That's my favorite one. I couldn't think of anything else.
Like a light bulb. That one's twice.
Yeah.
All of
the other reindeer.
Used to laugh and call his names like
Pinocchio.
We said frog face. I don't.
What?
Like
Pinocchio because of his nose.
Like frog face. I don't know why we said frog face. Now. They never let poor Rudolph. Join in any reindeer games like Monopoly.
Why are the reindeers playing Monopoly?
Honestly, can those hooves really throw dice?
And it takes, I guess, listen, Monopoly takes a long time to play. You've got a long time to wait till Christmas.
Here's the problem with Monopoly. It's not actually a fun game to play.
It ain't, eh? When everyone's like, can we play?
It ain't, bitch.
I'm going to call it. Monopoly. When everyone's like, should we play Monopoly? I'm always like, how about no?
I'm like, Monopoly.
It ends in a fight.
Yeah. But I do like Monopoly Deal. Have you played that card game?
Do you like how I warmly accepted Monopoly? Like I didn't. I was like, should I call it out? I'll let it be. But now I've called it out. It was very funny. You like what instead of Monopoly?
Cluedo. Monopoly Deal, the card game.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. Really fun.
The stakes are low. You can play it with a loved one.
Yes. We just played it at the markets in Rarotonga when I was there on a holiday.
There should be a fucking BuzzFeed list of board games you can play with your partner that won't end in you breaking up.
Yes.
And Monopoly Deal, it is number one.
Number one, baby. Although, actually, no, we had a fight.
Did you?
Yes, because he won like three games in a row. And he was like, yeah, I've just been playing it a lot recently. And I was like, this is such a luck-dependent game that I don't buy that. And then he was like, no, you can have strategies. Like, he was like, you can tease them with this card so that they don't know that you've got this card.
You two are perfect for each other.
Yeah. And they were good tips. And I used them against him to win.
I went on out.com today. And
for some advice about how to tell your parents.
And I was looking for Christmas queer movies.
Yes.
Because I was like, what art? Because definitely Love Actually is maybe the straightest film that's ever existed.
You know there was a gay story and they were cut, eh?
That makes it even straighter, right?
So bad. They filmed it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a very funny list. Less than zero, 1987. Although the queerness in this film is much more watered down than the novel, it does get friendly with a sketchy man in a steamy scene.
Ooh.
Robert Downey Jr. is in that. Don't know it. Go, 1999. Ever heard of it?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen that. It's got Brecken Meyer in it, who's one of my number one celebrity crushes.
Jay Moore and Scott Wolfstar as soap opera co-stars and a closeted gay couple in this drug-fueled Christmas anthology film. A
really good movie.
It also stars pre-cruise Katie Holmes.
Yes, it does.
Is it great?
It's really fun, I think. It's one of those 90s ones where there's lots of different stories and everyone's partying all the time. And Brecken Meyer is in it. Like, he's in every film at that time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow,
I did not put my phone
so
on silent.
Loud. A Holiday Heart, the year 2000. Ving Rhames plays a drag queen who finds a second family with a woman, Althea Woodard, and her daughter.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it looks
good.
Christmas
drag. Oh,
image.
Beautiful image.
Mysterious Skin. I wouldn't call
this a Christmas movie
at all.
Movie.
Imagine being like, let's put on a Christmas movie.
Gather around, family.
Mysterious Skin. Oh, we watch that every year. I just feel like it's not the right vibe. And, you know,
want to have a hot cup of cocoa.
Mysterious Skin, or I'm not coming home for Christmas.
It's just, is it really a Christmas movie?
It has a Christmas scene in it. It ends in Christmas.
Okay, Devin. Because we're so happy to have you here for Christmas, we'll watch Mysterious Skin.
But then we need to watch something to lift the mood. At Home, at the End of the World, the 2004, Michael Cunningham adaptation could forever quench our thirst for Colin Farrell. This is nothing about Christmas.
Colin Farrell is so hot in the movie Widows. Have you seen it?
No.
Widows just kicks ass.
I don't really want to say it.
I can't believe it's getting no awards buzz. It's so good. Elizabeth Debicki is incredible in it. So is Viola, obviously.
Yes, and an interracial couple. They were talking about that on IRNZ, and I was like, I want to see this film.
It's really good.
Rent, 2005. Of course this is a Christmas movie.
Of course.
I didn't think about it. A bit sad.
Yeah, a bit sad.
But it has some upbeat numbers.
I'm not as sad as Mysterious Skin. Like, you could bring this up with
you
the
could
family.
Get away with it, yeah.
And the new one. They're doing a new one. Just in time for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. With Valentina. Who I'm curious to see how they pull off like singing.
I know.
The Family Stone. Now, this is a real Christmas flick.
Yes.
Never mind the awesome female ensemble. Well, do mind that. Of this Christmas classic. It also featured an interracial gay couple, one of which is differently abled. So maybe the best Christmas flick out.
That is inclusive.
I love that.
Yeah.
Running. So that's top of my list. Mm-hmm. The Family Stone. Who did that star? Oh, yes, Sarah Jessica Parker. There's that scene where they all fall over in the kitchen.
Oh!
Of course, Sarah Jessica Parker's in like a...
Queer Christmas movie.
I love her. Running with Scissors, 2003. If this film taught us one thing, Christmas trees can stay up all year long.
Oh, no. That's not a Christmas movie. They've just got the Christmas tree up.
Breakfast with Scott, a closeted couple take a flamboyant young boy who teaches them to be comfortable with themselves, prepare for tears. Honestly, reading that made me well up.
Mm.
Breakfast with Scott, 2007. Has anyone seen it? Not
tweet
I.
us. Tell us about it. Tell
Make
us where we can
the
watch
Yuletide
it.
Gay, 2009.
Oh, that's
our favorite. Degrassi Gray plays a college kid who surprises his closeted boyfriend over the Christmas break. Let's fucking watch it.
That. There's a lot of closeted people in these gay Christmas movies.
Yeah, and then Tangerine, 2015.
I love Tangerine.
I haven't seen Tangerine.
You gotta watch it.
But
so
apparently
good.
It's coming out on Netflix.
It's on Netflix already.
I'm going to watch it
like
tonight.
It's breezy 70 minutes. It's
I love
really good.
It. Because it came in the festival, missed it, and then like it had like one extra like out of festival release, which I also missed, and I was like, am I ever going to see this film?
Well, like at the moment, yes. Sorry to Bother You is out, and it's on at Academy at like 3:20 p.m. every day.
People are at work.
Yeah.
Carol, 2015, Cate Blanchett.
Yes.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Well, there's a good, because she's working at the department store.
Right.
At Christmas. So you get, I mean, I'd watch a film which was just a shot that took you through a department store on Christmas.
Mm.
A virtual tour of a Christmas department store.
And that's the list. I would say there's a window there for a commercial queer Christmas classic.
Yeah, I think so too. In the same way that Love, Simon became, a really breakthrough queer teen film.
Yes.
Even though But I'm a Cheerleader already exists, but it's kind of like off kilter. Love, Simon, and the fact that it was so mainstream, I think, was important.
Yes. What would your movie be?
It's a mum who, she's a divorcee with four kids. She's remarried a woman, and it's the first time they're hosting Christmas, so all the kids are coming back. They know that she's gay, but it's the first time they've had to come to her house.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
And she's trying to see, like, what's Christmas like now,
Yes, yeah.
That is beautiful.
It'd be really sad. But the partner, the new partner's really nervous and scared, but then just, like, comes to love the kids, and they come to love her throughout the evening. It's all set on, like, one night over dinner and stuff.
Beautiful.
Mm. What about you?
Okay, I've thought about it. What I want in a Christmas movie is a bit of Santa.
Yeah.
Because it just brings in the spirit. I love like Miracle on 43rd Street. 43rd Street.
Yes.
It's just got the chick from Matilda in it.
Yeah,
it's
great. Bit,
and it's got...
The chick from Matilda? How often do you say the word chick?
Like just then. Like the first time ever.
Mara Wilson.
And who plays the mum? She's gorgeous.
Is it not? Isn't Angelica Houston in that? Or am I flipping
out?
No.
Okay, I'm going to Google it, but I'm really sorry for this.
No, it's all good.
Miracle on 40.
Mara Wilson honestly had the most iconic screen career. She's in that movie, Matilda, Thomas the Tank Engine, and the Magic Railroad, and nothing else.
My God, there was a remake with Alicia Keys?
Ooh,
Miracle on 42nd Street? But that's not what I want.
You know what I'm going to watch this Christmas?
Yeah.
The Cinderella with Brandy in the lead role. And Whitney Houston. and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful film.
Miracle on 34th Street. There's too many miracles on the streets. I'm calling it. I can't.
A Simple Wish. Is that what you're talking about? No.
No. Oh, look, I'm going to find it later. But anyway, the actress in that is amazing. Okay. My Christmas movie pitch.
Anyway, the actress in that is amazing. It's like
my actually, the actress in that is amazing. She's on just my list of like
gay men slurring about the people they love.
I want to know who it is now. I feel like I haven't done it justice.
Oh my gosh.
She's got red hair and the perfect mole. I'm going to. Mara Wilson, right?
Yeah, man. The like, perfect mole.
Look, there's too many miracles on the streets.
Whereabouts is the mole
okay,
position?
Miracle on 34th Street is the movie.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, so now we've figured that out. Elizabeth Perkins.
Okay. I don't know who that
it's
is.
Elizabeth Perkins. She's in Weeds. She's in Sharp Objects. She's in The Flintstones. She plays Betty.
Oh, Betty? No.
No, Wilma. Wilma. Plays Wilma.
She is great as Wilma.
Yeah. She's amazing.
She's really good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay. Fantastic.
Elizabeth Perkins. Okay. Up there with one of my favorite redheaded actresses of all time.
How long is that list?
So many. Marsha Cross.
Julianne Moore.
Mm. Yes, Julianne Moore. I mean, even Emma Stone, when she, you know, her career started out, she was kind of a redhead.
I loved her in like Superbad, that kind of era. Who? Oh, did you pitch a movie?
No, I got distracted by Emily
Perkins.
Okay. There's a young queer individual. I don't know yet if they're gay, bi, trans, gender nonconforming. Let that come out of the producer's workshop of whose story it is to tell.
Okay.
But if it's my story to tell, it's a young gay individual, but obviously there's an overwritten narrative.
Yeah.
All they want to do for Christmas is to come out to their family.
Mm.
So they write it to a letter to Santa. It's like a last resort.
Yeah.
Santa turns up. They are black.
Perfect.
Perfect. And they're like, whoa, Santa, you didn't look like all the holiday cards. And Santa's like, I know, but like that's Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. That's Christmas. What does he mean by that's Christmas?
Like,
what's his motivation?
Christmas
behind that
will fuck you, mate. I've been in this business for a long time.
That's Christmas.
Maybe Christmas. Maybe Santa's played by Wanda Sykes.
Oh, I love that for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for Santa.
And it's good commercial success for like, you know, a big name.
Oh my god, and she's in a sick power suit, like a power suit version of the Santa outfit.
I love it.
Yes. No hat.
The hat. It's unnecessary. The hat's gone. She has clips.
Mm.
This clip in the back of her head.
Little clips.
Little clips. Anyway, Wanda Sykes
and
is
Louis
like,
Vuitton's.
Yes. Wanda Sykes is like, gives this young individual the kind of courage and everything they need to come out to their family for Christmas.
That's so gorgeous.
And like the last shot is them like kind of coming out to their family and then looking out the window, and Wanda Sykes is like winks in the window. And then like disappears like Santa's real.
Wanda winks.
It's like, is Santa real? Yes. And Santa gives you the courage to come out to your family at Christmas.
And that's the best gift of all. And Santa, she's like, those presents have been your parents. But I do give gifts.
And she's like, you also got a PlayStation.
And that's the final shot of the scene, is him playing Fortnite.
I love it.
I think, obviously, every episode we do a Queen of the Week, but it's Christmas. Who's your Christmas queen for 2018?
Whoa! Okay. Huge. Really big question. I'm like rolling through like, is it Barbara Streisand? Is it Julia Roberts again? Is it Paris Hilton again?
Mine's Theresa May. She just survived a vote of no confidence. Not really. Congrats.
It can't be political. That's the rule. Apart from when the one time it was Jacinda Ardern. Queen of the Week. I don't know.
Did you watch the RuPaul's Drag Race Christmas special?
I did.
I
didn't mind it.
Oh, I loved it.
A lot of people online being like, oh, it's a pile of trash. All it is there was like, you know, advertise RuPaul's album. And I was like, so what? It's great.
It's
like,
fun camp Christmas.
There's never been any queer Christmas content. This is like the only thing that exists, what feels like. Just savor it. Every Christmas, this is the thing I was thinking. Every Christmas version of anything sucks.
Yeah.
Like the Christmas special episode of whatever, it always sucks because it's like really commercial.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, if it embraces that, it's, you can have a fun ride.
Absolutely. Ariana Grande, my queen of 2000.
I know, she's Billboard's Woman of the Year. It's really hard really? To deny the power that she's had this year.
She's
phenomenal year.
I back her feminism. Like, I think it's so great. I love her as an artist.
Yeah. She's got a sense of humor.
She's also a bit of a geek.
Yes.
But she's also kind of sexy. And the way she is, not kind of, she's totally sexy. I think she's really fun. She's someone I would really like to have a conversation with. I think we would be great friends.
Yeah. Sweetener, easily rocks. One of my favorite albums of the year. And snubbed by the Grammys.
And then just being like, really?
Yes.
But like, played more than anything?
I know.
And then also to be like, done that. Also, here's another song.
And that's and this is the best song that I've ever made.
Yeah. And then it'd be like, hey, what do you want from a music video? How about references from your favorite films? And you're just like, this makes no sense to the movie, but to the song, kind of. Like, I guess it's about heartbreak. But I love it. And it's great to see you dressed as, you know, Al from Legally Blonde.
I love it.
Or Jennifer Garner.
I didn't remember those scenes from 13 Going on 30, the ones she was repeating. I was like, are these iconic? 13 Going on 30.
It's one of those ones I've just always missed.
But you love Jennifer Garner, right?
I love Jennifer Garner.
Good. Okay. Good.
She's maybe your breakthrough star of 2019, 18.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you probably wouldn't talk about her a lot until this year, where she's been like...
She's come back.
The kind of second name you'd bring up.
I reckon. I honestly think she's so solid. I've always thought she was solid, but particularly from like 13 going on 30 in Juno. But then I feel like she was off my radar for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now she's back, baby. Her Instagram account is so good. Now that she's ditched Ben Affleck, I feel like she's a strong, strong force for good in this world. And I think her...
She's like a chia pud.
Yes. Her presence is so calming.
It is.
I feel like when I watch her in something, I can feel that everyone in the crew and all the cast are sitting there like, thank God Jennifer Garner is here.
Yes. Who do you want a Christmas album from this year? Who hasn't given one?
Oh.
Who did the Christmas album this year? It was kind of... Was anyone?
Oh, RuPaul did a Christmas album.
Oh, yeah, RuPaul.
I can't remember who else.
There's always like someone, right?
Did Gwen Stefani do one this year or was that last year?
Last year. Did Michael Bublé do one this year?
No, he just did a new album in time for Christmas.
Do you know Mariah Carey makes, I think, $3 million a year from All I Want for Christmas Is You?
That's sick. It's so good. What's sick is that she also is still producing music that I will say is good.
It's good.
Her new album is good.
I'd like that she... Do you reckon at Christmas time she's like, right, time to make some mega bucks. Like, yes. She could do... nothing all year, and then just get ready for Christmas.
Okay, you know who I want a Christmas album from? None other than Nicki Minaj. I would love it.
Like a Cardi B Christmas album.
Yes. For some reason at the moment recently, even though she's had a disastrous year where she's said some terrible things in public, collaborated with people that she shouldn't have collaborated with, and just generally, I think, has had some public meltdowns. My heart is with Nicki at the moment. Something about it. Because she also put out an album that was like decent. She's had such a great legacy. I feel like people tried to put the Cardi Nicki feud on them for so long. And now it's just like eventuated because people forced it to happen.
I know what album I want.
Okay, cool.
I want a Lady Gaga Christmas album, even though she's kind of annoying me at the moment. But like in a really weird specific way. Like I'm still very proud of her, but I'm just like... I just stop. Like, some of her interviews, I'm just like, no.
Her and Bradley Cooper together, I'm like, get you apart.
Yeah, they're like, they inflate each other a little bit. But Lady Gaga collaborating for, like, each song.
Duets.
Yes, like when Barbara Streisand did that with musical theater songs and, like, collaborated with, like, Anne Hathaway.
Or Tom Jones Reload.
I recently watched a clip of Anne Hathaway doing an interview on Graham Norton where she does a Cockney accent. And
wow.
I... would put the feeling similar to me doing that Santa voice earlier. Like, I was so embarrassed for her. I'll play it for you later. It's,
oh, my God.
For anyone else out there, watch it. There's, like, it's just so cringeworthy. Like, it's Anne Hathaway on Graham Norton trying a Cockney accent. She tries too hard.
Yeah.
And she goes in for it. Like, she does a bit of acting, and it's just so unplaced.
Oh,
you know, it's
no.
really weird when you, like, go online and suddenly, like, a compilation video is suggested for you to watch?
Yes.
Like, I get the weirdest suggestions. And one would be, like, really? Graham Norton highlights. The one that I watched was people trying British accents on Graham Norton. And I was like, wow, that looks like a bit of me.
That sounds really fun.
And I just kind of watched it, and I was like, God, that's like 4 minutes I'll never get back.
God, Cher was so good on Graham Norton and the Mamma Mia when they did the Mamma Mia one.
I don't think I watched that.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Of course she would be great.
Have you watched the film One Day where Anne Hathaway does that Yorkshire, she does a Yorkshire accent the whole time, and it is a disaster.
What's going to happen to Anne Hathaway? She was very lucky to have Ocean's 45 eight. This year. But I'm like, what next? What's on her calendar? What's in her iCal?
She's in a friend of ours saw her in New York because she's filming
an Amazon
series. It's like a compilation.
Gone to TV.
She's a great actor. Like, she's a great actor who's had some public moments of failure, but her successes are so strong.
Oh, it came true.
Came true.
Yeah, she's hard to like.
Yeah,
but maybe it's that. It's as Alison has famously talked about. It's that kind of effect with successful women.
Yeah,
that people just like people turn on them. Yeah.
She reminds me a bit of Marnie from Girls.
Yes.
Not that I want to ever refer to Girls, because Lena Dunham is over.
She's so over, eh?
That recent apology for the girl that she... this girl accused a man of sexually assaulting her, and he was on the Girls writing team, and then Lena Dunham and Jenny...
Connor
came up with a statement. They were like, unfortunately, we have inside information that tells us that this is one of the few stories that has been made up.
Ooh.
And now, like a year later, Lena Dunham wrote this apology where she's like, I didn't realize the information that I had was false. But the apology is like completely about her and her learning experience so much more than it is about actually apologizing to the person. It's so bad.
Oh my God, Lena Dunham. Remember when everyone was like, I still love it when someone's like, I'm coming up with this like TV concept. It's about four girls living in Auckland City. Oh, and you're like, well, this is just girls.
It's just like basically what me and my friends do when we hang out, but we just thought it would make a great show.
Girls being messy.
Yeah. All bad.
Any Christmas wishes?
I'd really like to make my family happy with the presents that I give them, despite what I have said. And I'm going to contribute something new and exciting, because we all prepare one dish of food for the family Christmas, and I'm going to try a new exciting dish.
What's it going to be?
Stay tuned.
Tuna.
It's going to be tuna. Imagine making tuna for Christmas.
Tuna melts. Everyone's like, whoa, Eli.
Or just tuna sashimi. Sashimi on Christmas.
Fuck. Oh my God.
What are your Christmas wishes?
I want some good TV content. I love like getting the family around and watching like something that's like last Christmas. It was like an Elton John, like the best hits of Elton John, like Countdown. It was so stupid. Like, it's like, what's Elton John's best song? And it's like so like one person's opinion, but
yes,
our family were like guessing.
Oh,
and I was
fun.
Like, I love that this has brought the family together. So I love a bit of that. I love a bit of community TV watching. Yes. At Christmas time.
I did that one New Year's, like it was the one year that I've had in Auckland. We just went to a bar and MTV were doing the countdown of the best songs
fun.
Of all time or whatever, and we were trying to guess them before they came up. And that's fun.
It's fun. It's a fun to guess stuff. It's a little bit of fun. And
that's the motto. It's just fun to guess stuff.
It's just fun to guess stuff. And my other Christmas wish would be my Christmas wish is that no one dresses up as a police officer as a joke for the Pride Parade in 2019.
Please, no.
If you are listening and that is one of your ideas that you think would be funny or political, you're a fucking muppet.
We gotta stop.
And please don't do that.
Wow, you went really real with your Christmas. I'm bringing my boyfriend back home for Christmas for the first time.
Wow!
Yeah, I went to his last year.
Christchurch.
It's
weird bringing boyfriends back to Christchurch. Hey, do you find it weird? I find it weird.
Yeah, well, I feel like I always need to show up. I feel like I really want to show off Christchurch.
I did that as well. I was like, look at this. Like, it's not really like it's kind of in that transitional phase, right? Where it's
yes.
like a lot of stuff has been built, so it's really hard to be like, it used to be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, or like, and before that it was old shops, and they're just kind of like, oh yeah.
Yeah, last time we went there, I like was like, this is my school, this is where I went to school. And he was like, okay.
You're like, no, but I went to school there.
That's like any other school, bro.
I like that you and your boyfriend call each other bro.
Yeah, we do. We only use really kind of masculine terms like bro, mate, and bludger.
Bludger. Oi, bludger.
Has
Oi,
it? Bludger.
Yeah, I like... Do you feel like you can hold your boyfriend's hand in the streets of Christchurch?
Yes, because they're all empty.
Fuck.
Certain places.
Rickerton Mall.
No, I wouldn't.
Isn't that weird? I think I'm the same.
Yeah.
But maybe I will now. That'll be my Christmas wish.
Because I would at St. Luke's, and I don't feel like the clientele's that different.
No, not really. Yeah. But it's just like the kind of trauma of back there, right?
Yeah.
And it's weird returning to a place where you were like repressed, closeted, and holding many secrets, and then to be kind of like out and open and like that you feel like your relationship to that old you is still like
still around,
present. Yeah,
it's so funny how the old you just comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like anytime you're with your family as well, and you go back to like how you were when you were 14.
Yeah, every year it's about like closeting myself less.
Yeah,
when I'm at home for Christmas and stuff.
Mm.
And I know that my sister probably listens to this podcast, so she can like challenge me on that.
Nice, I love it. Hey, we just want to say to all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for watching our show this year. We debuted.
Oh my god, we made a web series this year. We'll do have like another episode, won't we? Or is this that?
Well, this is it for this. Oh, I think we'll do a New Year's one.
Yeah, so be prepared for that. I mean, they're not coming around hot and fast and weekly, but they are coming around
warm,
fuzzy and meaningful.
Yeah, and occasional.
And yeah, I mean, what's better than an occasional podcast?
Well, it means it's always a surprise.
It is. It's like, when are they? Oh, they've done one. They're crazy.
Doing
one.
What?
But yeah, thanks for supporting the web series. Watch it again at Christmas time. Give it a little surge in the
binge
numbers.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch that with your family. Be like, this year we're not watching Mysterious Skin. I've got something new.
It's the sex episode of the male gaze.
The C-section episode. So you can hear about. Oh.
And for those who, I don't know, like, are nervous about going home for Christmas as well, like, our thoughts are with you. It's a really hard time of year for, like, some individuals, you know, like, where they don't feel, you know, like, their family are still, like, cool with it. And, you know, it's like, to that, it's like, I hope that you've got some supportive friends around you, or you could spend Christmas with some friends, or, you know, it's like finding your own family at Christmas time as well is also a really good idea.
Just know that you're special. We think you're special.
Yeah, and you can have Christmas with us.
And Christmas is whatever you want to make it as well.
Totally.
Mm.
Santa is Wanda Sykes.
Santa's Wanda Sykes, baby.
You!
And that was...
And we've got to thank our sponsor, I guess, before we wrap this totally up.
Yeah, our sponsor was Ariana Grande's album, Sweetener.
Yes.
We're doing a bit of promo for that. We really want to get some buzz out there.
We want some money off the money that she's made from that album.
Yeah, because she gets... Yeah, she's earning from streaming. And
yeah,
we've recommended it a few episodes, I think, now.
Yeah, so Ariana's Sweetener.
Our sponsor.
Buy it on CD at The Warehouse now.
Available at a petrol station or on iTunes.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.